Come on up, Chris. Would you like me to pray for you before we get going?
Lovely, thank
you. Cool. Father in heaven, we just pray that you would break open this word to us tonight, that we would hear from you afresh, that you'd equip Chris with the words that you have for him and the words you want us to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'm just going to get the lectern and then I'll be with you. So in the reading today, we heard Jesus miraculously heal 10 people of leprosy. We also heard that only one person came back to say thank you to Jesus. And this inspired me to choose a theme of thankfulness to talk to you about this evening. I'm going to talk to you about how important it is to foster and develop a spirit of thankfulness in our lives. So when planning this talk, I found myself asking whether I am being thankful enough. Now, I'm certainly thankful for the fellowship and the growing friendships that are developing here at this service. I'm also thankful that this new service is another opportunity for us all to learn about God and to worship and praise God together as part of one family. And I'm also thankful for the wonder of God's creation. And this is something that was brought to my mind, the front of my mind, on Monday. Because just after the break of dawn, I had a text message from another member of this congregation telling me how inspired he was by seeing a wonderful fiery sunrise. He added at the end of his message, "God is truly with us." I was able to instantly reply that I was also admiring the same dawn. It was amazing. The next part of my planning was wondering what the opposite of thankfulness is. Well, I think it's ingratitude or thanklessness. And I've realized that these are common in our times, and they're common in my life. So many of us, and I certainly do, often forget to say thank you to others or to God for good things that happen. And I eventually realized that I often go through my day barely noticing the multitude of good and great things in my life. And I think it's because I take them so much for granted that they barely, if at all, register in my consciousness. So instead, I find myself focusing on the challenges, the difficulties, and the stresses ahead. And I wonder if you're like that too. Let's watch a short video that I think illustrates the point. So there were some words that we saw on the screen that really spoke to me, and they are, I can move, I can see, I can process letters to words to sentences, I can read. So I wonder how many of us can relate to the man in the video, relate to having a sense of hard times and yet still surrounded by blessings that we're so used to, we don't even notice them. So hopefully by the end of my talk, you will have food for thought. And at the end, there will be a time of reflection during which I hope you will be able to think about whether there are areas for more thankfulness in your life. Not just in the good times, but in the hard times too. So are we a thankful people? Am I a thankful person? I don't know. I'm not sure I can call it either way, if I'm being honest. But I know that we should be a thankful people. I know that the journey we're on to walk ever closer with Christ does include becoming more thankful. The worship songs we sing at every service includes words of praise and worship. But I wonder how deeply we think about them. Do we pray them from our heart as we sing them from our mouths? So as I continue, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm going to say in this talk. I will not be suggesting that we always have to be happy if there's a difference between happy, being happy and thankful. They are not the same. There is nothing wrong with and everything proper about sharing the difficulties we face with our friends. There is nothing wrong with and everything right about seeking support or letting off steam to those who love us. Those things and those times are part of having an authentic relationship. But I wonder if we shouldn't also be observing that there are blessings around us, like the ones in the video that we can take for granted. And I wonder that when we are in the hardest of times, we could somehow learn to lift our eyes to see the blessings which we still have, even in those times of great difficulty. So perhaps there's people here now who have lost their jobs. Perhaps you are ill. Perhaps you are lonely and desperate for companionship. Perhaps there's someone grieving for a loved one. Such things can be so difficult. They can be so painful that the words I'm using to describe them can never come close to what it is like during those times. But even so, and I know this will grate with some of you if you're in that time, but even so, we still have things to be thankful for. There were traumatic times in my childhood, and at the time, I couldn't see any blessings. And I certainly didn't know God then. But looking back at those times, looking back at me as a child, I now know that there were plenty of blessings around me that I was not aware of. And I wish at the time that I could have been able to see them because it would have helped me through. So St. Paul, while in prison in Rome, wrote, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Always giving thanks for everything, no matter the circumstances, even when unfairly in prison, not knowing if the death sentence was coming for him. So I've come to believe that the giving of thanks to God for all of his blessings should perhaps be one of the most distinctive marks of a Christian, a disciple of Jesus. So surely we should not allow a spirit of ingratitude or thanklessness to harden our hearts and distance ourselves from God and others. Few things, I think, turn us bitter more quickly than an ungrateful heart. But nothing will do more to restore joy than adopting a true spirit of thankfulness. So when we are in the midst of trials, we can still thank God, because we know that he has promised to be with us and that he will help us. We know that while he doesn't give us difficult times, he uses the times of suffering to draw us closer to himself. And we know he uses those times and turns them into a greater good. Here's another verse from the Bible for you. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." In the Old Testament, there's a story of Daniel. Daniel, who learned that bad people were plotting to kill him. And Daniel knew that the plan was to kill him if he prayed to God. So what did Daniel do in response? He got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. And if you don't know the outcome of that story, Daniel was saved by God's faithfulness. So I know I've got a lot of Bible verses to give you today, and I figured because we're in a church, it would probably be okay. So let's go straight back to the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians. "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." It is God's will for us to pray and give thanks in all circumstances. So I don't know what trials you may be facing right now, but God does. And he loves you and is with you by his Holy Spirit. So let's try and develop a spirit of thankfulness through the good times. And let's try and keep that spirit of thankfulness going through the midst of trials and heartache. For God has given us the greatest gift of all, which is his Son, who died on the cross and rose again, so that we can know him personally and spend eternity with him in heaven. From one end of this book to the other, from one end of the Bible to the other, we are encouraged to be a thankful people. In fact, it's mentioned so much that surely thankfulness is the outflowing of a heart that is attuned to God. In the Psalms, Psalm 107, we have, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." And in the book of Colossians, we have these words, "And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, through hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in our hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." That was a passage that I've read many times, but I've never said out loud before I started planning this talk. And when I said them out loud, I was really struck by the passion in the writing and the need for us to give, to be thankful and have gratitude in our heart. It's so easy to take people for granted, so easy to complain or even become angry when people do things we don't like. But as Christians, we need to keep lifting our eyes to notice the gifts and blessings around us and with others that perhaps we should be giving thanks for. So let's give thanks for those around us, our friends, our relatives, our children, our partners. I wonder how many marriages or other relationships have grown cold or even broken because of the lack of gratitude. So a question for you that I have asked myself when planning this: when was the last time you let the people around you know that you appreciate or love them and are thankful for them? So I am thankful for each and every one of you here today. I don't know you all as well as I'd like, and there are people here that I've never spoken to, and that is something I really want to change. And I'm not just saying that because it makes a part of a good talk. I'm saying that because I really mean it. Because by being here, you are helping us to build a family, and you are part of the family here at St. Paul's in this small corner of God's amazing church. So I'm reminded by those words from the video that I mentioned earlier. I can move, I can see, I can process letters into words, to sentences, I can read. Thankfulness, I think, can be developed in us like a habit. But it isn't merely a habit. It quickly starts to turn into something more. Something that can reframe our whole existence as we grow ever closer to God through thankfulness. I'm going to invite Sam to come up and play some gentle background music as I move into the closing chapter of my talk. The music will continue into a time of reflection after I finish and sit down. So use the music and the time to reflect on the good things in your life. Perhaps use the time to pray things privately or with a friend. There's a prayer area just over there. So if you'd like to pray something through with one of the team, then just move over there and one of the team will join you. And if someone's already beaten you to it, then don't worry. There are more people on the team who will see you waiting and will come over. So let us give thanks. Let us give thanks for the good days. Let us give thanks when the parking space just appears and the traffic lights always seem to turn to green. Let us give thanks for the amazing sunrises and beautiful sunsets. Let us give thanks for the multitude of colors on the leaves as they fall from our trees. Let us give thanks for the warm glow of the sun to the cool glisten of the frost. And let us give thanks when a good job comes our way and when we overcome bad habits or sins that bind us. Let's give thanks for warm meals and the fellowship of friends. Let us give thanks for the person who holds the door open for us when we're in a rush or have our hands full. And let us give thanks when the worship songs flow in our hearts with ease. Let us give thanks. Let us give thanks too during the hard times. Let us give thanks for the friend who holds us when things have gone badly wrong. Let us give thanks when our jobs are lost or friendships are broken. And let us give thanks when the tears fall from our face when we receive the phone call that we all dread, that brings our life crashing down around us. So let us give thanks that though our suffering can sometimes be so overwhelming, our pain can sometimes be so much to bear, our energy can be so exhausted, and our spirits so broken, we have nothing left to do but to fall in a heap on the floor and cry out to God, God, help me. Jesus, help me. Because in that time, when our strength has failed and we invite Jesus into our life without any of the usual barriers or restrictions we put up, He becomes our strength. His power in us becomes complete. His love flows through our veins. And He is our comfort. He is our salvation. So let us give thanks for what the cross points to. Because at the moment when Jesus rose again, that cross that used to mean oppression, fear, torture, incredible pain and death, in that moment became transformed into a sign of God's love, justice, mercy, grace, hope, and life, eternal life. So if during the hard times you can't think of anything else to give thanks for, remember who the Christian cross points to and give thanks for Him. Give thanks for Jesus who defeated death so that we may have eternal life. Because this is the good news. This is the good news for which we can give thanks no matter what else we are facing. For God is with us. Jesus is with us to guide us and help us and to give us His strength when our own fails. So let us give thanks. Let us give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us give thanks. Amen.